Good morning. Wildfires have ripped through large parts of Gran Canaria over the weekend, sparking mass evacuations. The fire had spread to some 900 hectares, sparking the evacuations of around 1,000 people. It's been reported that the blaze was started by a welder and that a 55-year-old man has been arrested. A number of planes and helicopter crews were called in to fight the blaze, which is around some 20 miles from the capital, Las Palmas. Actor Richard Gere took parcels of food to the Spanish rescue boat Open Arms for the 121 migrants on board. The craft, run by the charity of the same name, has been trying for over a week to get authorization to dock. So far, Italy and Malta have refused and Spain has not given a straight answer. Meanwhile, Hollywood actor Gere, who's 69, arranged for boxes of non-perishable food, plus fruit, vegetables and bottles of water, to be delivered by boat and helped load it on board himself. A passionate activist, Gere is actively involved in his Galician wife's Reyes Foundation, a charitable network of homeless shelters in Madrid and the Basque Country. He also owns the Buddhist Centre in Pedreguer on the northern Casablanca. For the moment, the Open Arms remains adrift in the Mediterranean. In Spain, Valencia has offered to let the ship dock, and the regions of Catalonia and Extremadura have offered to take the ship in and resettle the migrants, but nothing has been made official as yet. On Saturday, 39 more people were rescued, further complicating conditions on board. The Open Arms vessel made its latest rescue in international waters in the central Mediterranean, where it's laid idle for some 9 days. The aid group's founder, Oscar Camps, said Malta had offered to let the ship disembark the 39 new passengers because they were rescued in its water, but continued to reject the original 121. We cannot evacuate 39 people until the rest that they have to stay, he said. National Police and Customs officers have stopped an attempt to get cocaine through Malaga Port. 8 people have been arrested, 5 of them Malaga Port workers. Officers also seized 8 kilos of cocaine after carrying out raids in 6 locations. The consignment has been a symbolic amount to test a plan to make Malaga an alternative route for ports such as Algeciras and Barcelona. The drugs were taken from a container from Brazil, which was registered at Valencia Port, with Malaga as its final destination. Police said the drug trafficking organisation had been in regular contact with workers at Malaga Port since the end of last year. The investigation also revealed that one of the suspects grew marijuana. A lorry loaded with 37 kilograms of it was intercepted on the French border. And Ryanair's main pilots' union in Spain is set to hold a strike ballot in the coming days in response to planned job cuts. It comes as members of Ryanair's British pilots' union voted to follow Portuguese cabin crew in taking industrial action from August the 22nd. The bunch of airliners angered unions after boss Michael O'Leary told staff the company has 900 more pilots than it needed. Ryanair has threatened to fire 100 pilots in Spain, according to the union's Sepla. And that's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.